There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
God, it's quite funny having... for some reason, I'm reminiscing of old school days and things like that.
Oh yeah, why is that?
No, I had a fun time. For me, when I was younger, right, my age from 8 to 13 went so slowly. Like, so slowly. But then from 13 to 18, it went really
quick.
You
mean, like, educationally? Yeah.
No, but it went so slow. Like, those years, like, for me, were, like, this took forever. And then from, like, ages of, like...
Well, I guess it's that's, like, your entire life, right? So it feels like a long time because it's, like, okay, 4 years is literally, like, half of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. So it's you know, all relative, isn't it?
I told you the story of when I had this thing called roof running, where you would go and running around the roofs at night. No. Did I tell you this before?
No, but I used to do roof running.
Yeah, so roof running was epic. So at my
jumping
school,
over the roofs, jumping from roof to roof.
Yeah, so we had to, like, jump from roof to roof at night time. So you were taken out by the old years, and you'd go
parkour.
Yeah, it was basically like parkour. And we'd go roof running along the roofs at night. And then this one time I was with this guy who had a size 52-inch waist. He was huge. He was like the prop for
You said waist. I really thought you were going to say something else.
It's a 52-inch penis. Then we had this size 52-inch waist. And we climbed in through this window to like look for like into the, we found a way into the kitchen. We opened up this like smeg fridge. And it was full of Haagen-Dazs. So we just sat there eating the Haagen-Dazs. Anyway... We then went to climb out of the window at the end, and he was too big to get out the window. So I was like, what the hell are we going to do? So we then had to sit in the kitchen until the morning when the teachers came and found us, all the cooks found us in there, and he got suspended and I got nothing.
Really?
I got nothing at all. Well, nothing.
Why?
Nothing. I don't know. I didn't get anything.
Did they see you?
He got suspended. I was with him and I got nothing. They went, oh, just you're free, Jamie. Go. Like, nothing.
Jump out the window.
Yeah. Go, little man. Fly. Fly away. God, there were so many things that happened. Like, we used to have this place called Sheriff's Tower. And if you weren't a prefect of the house, you were a sheriff. And I was one of the sheriffs. So I used to walk around the corridors being a sheriff. Actually, come
was
to
this at prep school?
No, this is when I was 18. I was 18 at this point, and I was a sheriff. And we had.
But you weren't a sheriff.
I was a sheriff.
You weren't a prefect.
I wasn't a prefect, so I was a sheriff. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, we had this place where you could go and sunbathe on the roof, right? And it was called Sheriff's Tower because only sheriffs were allowed on it. And it was a window that you had to climb through, and you had to climb up it. Anyway, I was caught sunbathing up there by my housemaster once. It was then a free day for me, so I thought, well, I'll go and sunbathe up on this roof tower. It'd be great, Sheriff's Tower. Go up there, it was blazing sunshine, right in the sweet spot of the sun. And it's one of those windows that had like a string that you pulled, so it opened and closed on a string like that. And I climbed up, and I had the chair that you stand on a chair, and you'd climb up, and you'd pull yourself up like doing a pull-up, and you'd climb through it. And as I pulled myself up, the chair below me fell over, and I fell, and I pulled on the string, and the window shut on my fingers. So I was hanging from the window going, help! Help! help!
Well, outside the window.
No, it was in the actual the building. And obviously, walked around the corner was my housemaster. And saw me. I went, sir, help me. And I was in trouble for that one. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still here with Miles. Hey, Miles.
Hello.
Hey, Milesy, you like the gym?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You love hanging out in the gym.
I love the gym.
Well, listen, I totally, it's a great thing. Francis, he does jiu-jitsu, I do the gym.
Do you really do jiu-jitsu? Let's do that again.
Yeah, he does jiu-jitsu. He loves it. And for you, Marzi, you it's a great way to make you feel better, make you feel great, because you never really used to go to the gym. What we're going to do on our social media?
Oh no, not the picture.
Is put the picture of Mars, what he looked like.
Oh no.
When he first, did you lose a lot of weight?
Can I just be told, you look like a fat Chinese bloke.
No, this is a well-known thing. I actually look like a fat Chinese.
Go on to our social media account, Private Podcast. We're going to do a before and after of Mars. Mars before he knew the word gym.
But that's good. It's motivation to our listeners.
To be honest,
you're going to like my diary because I talk a bit about fitness.
I look at that picture, and that's when I first started Chelsea. Mm-hmm. It was what, 2 years ago now. And I honestly, when I look at that picture, I go, what did the producer think when he saw me go, ah,
you'd eaten one of the producers. Yeah. That's
I look like I had a bunch of dumplings in my mouth.
Wait, can I see the picture?
Do you want to see the picture?
Yeah.
This is, honestly.
Get it up, Marzi.
This is shocking.
Get it up. But it's a great way.
There was a time when I left, me and Chelsea went to Ghana. I was like, I was like 92 kilos.
Yeah. What? I was looking at the videos. I have a video of Francis. You're wearing a suit and shirt. You look like some bloke who works in the city who's been.
Well, because basically we were just boozing,
totally.
Those days partying, like filming these night club scenes in the morning. And basically just getting smashed
all the time. Have a look. This is Mars before he knew the gym.
Oh my god. You do look like a bit Chinese.
Let's have a look. Who do you look like? You look like you're in the Tongan front row. Like, you look like a Tongan prop.
Mate,
also, you're holding a bottle of water and you look so disappointed with it.
Yeah.
Why is this not a beer?
Those don't look like comfortable swimming trunks for your physique.
They were so tight.
What have you stored in your right cheek as well? What have you... You're eating a baguette. Something's in there.
Chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
I've got a worse one, actually. I've got...
But good on you, Marzi. Oh, really good. Because, you know, you're 24 years old.
Yeah.
You've got your whole life ahead of you.
I didn't know, but I didn't start going to the gym. I played a lot of sport at school. So did you, Francis. Played a lot of sport. And same as Francis as well, we didn't really start exercising again until we were about 27, 28.
Well, yeah, because you kind of sort of the early 20s were basically filming the show and going to PAs.
Yeah, that's literally what it was. But you then start training and start exercising. You suddenly realize, you go, holy shit, this actually makes you feel a little bit better. Mm. And for you, it's a lot of yours. It helps with your mental health and things like that, and all that kind of, and your anxieties like that, doesn't it?
Well, for me, well, initially when I was Fat Chinese Miles, I knew that there was something wrong in my, like, just life. Not in terms of my physique. I didn't actually see anything. I was a bit like, oh, whatever.
I didn't either.
But often your physique is a manifestation of your mental...
Yeah,
100%. Your state of mind.
100%.
And how much you value yourself.
Mm. And I didn't value myself at all. I was just treating my body like shit. It was like going out every night, drinking every night.
But then it becomes like a negative feedback loop, right?
Yeah. You know, and then I remember one day I said to my agent, I was like, look, I need to train. I need to do something. I need to like stop drinking so much. So she said, okay, look, I've got this friend called Waz who is a trainer, and he can like, you know, train you and like put you back on like the health thing.
The health train.
And at first when I met this guy, he's like 100 kilos, beard, got a man bun, and I just went hell to the no.
What, 100 kilos of muscle or?
Oh, pure muscle.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you meant like...
scary. Like, you know,
because he wouldn't want to be trained by a fat guy.
but he's pretty lean and he's very muscly and things like that.
But again, when we trained, it was purely in the beginning, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to look good and all that. And then, like you just said, like, I think 4th, 5th week in, I was like, I feel so much better. I feel I'm happy. Mm. Like I don't care like how I look. I am actually happy. I'm so excited to go to the gym, like run.
Because 10K. Of how it makes you feel, rather than how it makes you look. Yeah,
100%.
And it does it. It raises those endorphins and makes you feel great. And I think that's you know, there was that great interview with Tyson Fury, who has been open and honest.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, he's been open and honest about all the things that he's felt and his battles that he's had. And he said that, you know, he was so heavy, you know, he was drinking so much, he was partying so much, and he was just feeling terrible. And he was, you know, he even admits he was suicidal. And he then went, right, I'm just going to go on a run. He went on a run and it helped him. And from there, he just realized he got into this sort of training and not being obsessive over it, but doing it in a healthy way. And it's really helped him. And it helps so many people out there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a great way to do, because at the moment, you do kind of those two-a-day things. You do training twice a day, which, holy smokes,
yeah,
man.
Twice a day.
But are you training for something? Or you?
So last year I trained for a triathlon, which was intense. That was like 3-4 times a day, because it's quite intense.
Didn't have a panic attack? Well,
mate, horrible. You know me, I already have panic attacks enough during the day.
And he jumped into the water.
Because
he suddenly jumped in the water and went, I can't breathe.
No, because it was so cold.
So it was in a lake and it was 6 a.m. in the morning. And then there's about 500 people with you. And they all look like pros. Also, I have to say, my wetsuit was a surfer's wetsuit because I didn't have time to...
And that's actually, there's a lot of, it's like, it's not so easy
to
swim.
Water goes into it, so it's really heavy. So I go in, I see all these pros like stretching, like warming up, breathing, and I'm like, cool. I jump in, suddenly it's very cold and obviously it tightens your body and I couldn't breathe. I went, okay. And they go, 3, 2, 1, and I'm like, I'm there. Everyone goes in front of me and I'm trying to swim and I can't breathe. And I look at it, and the guy on the boat goes, before they said, if you like want to get out, just
if you're
roll
a pussy,
over.
You want, yeah. anyone's a pussy in here, you can get out.
Yeah, and they go, roll over, put your hand up in the air, and we'll come and get you. And
in the water?
Yeah, yeah. Because there's boats either side that follow you.
Roll over in the water?
Yeah.
How technical do you have to be? If I'm drowning, I'm not going, oh shit, just roll over and put my hand in the air. I am freaking out. No, I am going nuts.
Doggy puddle and roll over.
Oh, what? So you just do backstroke until they
get you? Because what they do? Oh, no, he's not rolled over. He's fine. He's screaming at us.
No, that's
he's
a turtle.
He's no, he's not rolled over. He's totally fine. But he's screaming help. No, he's not in the position. Is that what happened?
Basically.
I would freak the hell out.
It was scary, man. And my mate who did it with me, he had a panic attack as well. And he was an amazing swimmer.
Really?
It's just...
So it was just a really panicky...
It's a... Honestly, it's a...
Everyone jumps in and starts panicking.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And we're swimming in Panic Lake. Oh, of course. Panic Lake.
Actually the lake where the Eton boys go.
Dorney Lake,
that's the one.
That is cold.
I've rode there many a time.
Yeah.
You said, why do you say that so smugly?
Rode there many times. I've won a lot of races there.
Yeah. Why are you saying that with such a smug attitude?
What, because I've won a lot of races, right?
Hey, well done.
And I used to row.
Hey, well done, dude. But it's cold, right? And you jump into something and suddenly it just freaks your whole body out. And you start to like almost like shut down yourself.
Oh, it's horrible. But then you have to... I trained so hard for it. And I remember my two best friends who are like, you know, athletes. And it's the one thing that stuck with me is they said, be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Mm.
So get used to that. And I was so uncomfortable. I was so out of my comfort zone and I was so lost. And also I hated swimming. Like it was what out of the three of the triathlon, swimming was really scared. And it's only 10% of the whole thing. So I just said, I got to get through it. Doesn't matter if I breaststroke it. Just get through it. And then once you're on the bike and the run, you can smash it. And that's what I did.
So how long is the swim when you do a triathlon?
It's 1.5K.
How long does that take to swim, like average? It
took me 38 minutes.
Really?
That's long.
That's quite a long time to swim for.
Yeah.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
God, I remember when Miles and I were on holiday, we're working out there in Croatia, in the island of Hvar. Miles and I, what we used to do in this island of Hvar is we'd have like a, there would be like a huge, beautiful like sea there.
Sea. No, we had a, it was like in a, it was in a cove, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a cove thing. So anyway, and on the other side, there was obviously like land on the other side. And one day we went, well, let's swim across.
Let's do it.
That's how a lot of people drown.
Because the thing is, we were looking at it, we're like, oh, that's easy. That's, you know, we can see the land. It's going to be about, what, you know, a little 10-minute swim?
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. Easy. Brushstroke it.
And anyway, I knew this was a bad idea when we were getting to the entrance to the water and everyone was freaking out of how to get into it. And I was like, if we're freaking out about getting into the water, surely in the water, it's not going to be that good. So we all jumped in it. Oh god.
It was freezing.
And we started to swim. Waves.
No, there was no waves. There was boats.
Anyway, we got halfway and everyone went, fucking tired. And we looked back. It must have been like a mile swim.
Oh my god. We looked back, we're like, should we go back?
And we were halfway, we're like, we can't go anywhere.
And then, do you talk about the shark?
Oh,
the tuna, the fish.
Yeah, we thought like, what happened was we thought like,
the thing is, once you're halfway, it's the same distance going back.
So yeah, but we still freaked out because Mitten was swimming with us and he was like, oh, can you just imagine if there was like a shark? Yeah. And I was like, please don't say that.
Oh, so we started to freak out about this and like boats were going, sure boats were going, get out of the water. And we're like, oh no, we're swimming across this thing trying to get to the other side. And my arms felt like lead. I was like, fuck, I'm going to die in Hvar. This is fucking
like third
awful.
Day in as well.
I'm going to die with Habu and Miles. And I'm going to be blamed for it.
Well, Sophie's swimming as well.
Yeah, Sophie, like,
she's a
Michael
good
Phelps.
Swimmer.
Michael
oh
Phelps.
Oh my god.
She honestly is Michael Phelps.
She was like, oh my god, should we do that again? I was like, no.
She was like breaststroking, doing that thing, you know, go and come out of the water.
Yeah.
Is that a dolphin?
Butterfly.
Yeah. Honestly, butterfly the whole way across. It's like Mars was being weighed down by his ankles because he was so heavy.
Yeah. And, I was still a fat Chinese man at that time. Yeah.
It was really quite hectic, the whole experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, no. It was
Wait,
fun,
so what happened in the end?
Well, we got to the other side.
It
was full on.
But there was a fish that, like, remember that we saw, was it a big tuna fish?
That came by
and then we were like, well, you freaked out.
A tuna fish in a cove.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there were also leprechauns. There were loads of different things just jumping around. It was a wonderful place. but that was a fun trip though, right?
Yeah, it was long though. 7 weeks.
7 weeks in the island of
God,
Hvar.
God, poor you.
No. But you know, no. Listen, you think it's lovely. The island of Hvar, you go for like
a week, and you
could
do 4 days, and you do everything.
And you do everything.
Yeah.
We were there for 7 weeks. The only way to get off is a ferry. You can't.
Yeah.
And the ferry only goes on certain types of days.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're stuck on an island. Yeah. And we went to the same restaurant every single night. Their specialty: potato and tuna
and octopus.
Yeah, and octopus.
Octopus every day.
Sometimes they were out of octopus, so we just.
It's true.
The amount of mercury poisoning, I think. Yeah, because I was eating tuna every single
fish.
Day.
So much fish. Yeah. That was bad. Mm.
So much fish. Right, Francis, it's now time for the answer to the question of the week.
Well, the answer to the question of the week, I'm sad to say, you're both wrong.
Oh.
It's the alligator.
What? The alligator has a constant erection.
Alligators have constant erections, permanent erections, yeah.
What? And why is there a reason?
I've seen people wrestle alligators. I didn't see an erection.
It's because it was... tucked inside.
What, his pocket? What is he tucking it inside?
No, they could basically the erection basically comes out of a little
socket
slot. The erection slot.
Why did you go little slocket? Little slocket.
And then obviously then penetrates the female crocodile.
Kraken?
Crocodile.
The Kraken.
The Kraken.
I don't know why alligators and crocodiles are having sex.
Can I ask a question? Also, why did you search this up? Like, how do you know this?
How do I know? I know loads of facts.
Go on, give another one straight off the cuff. 3, boom. 2, 1, go.
Another fact.
Go, bang. Here
animal,
go.
Animal fact.
Okay, animal fact. Cows tell each other how they feel. So if they're feeling good
who's
or happy.
Who's proven that?
No, they're scientists.
Scientists.
What?
They are talking to each other.
Yeah, I'm feeling moody.
Like that. I think everyone just turned off. Honestly, I think everyone just turned off. Do you know, when foxes have sex, they have like needles on their... They do. They have sex with female foxes, and that's why the female foxes scream, because they have sort of jagged penises that clamp
barbed
in, barb that clamp into the fox's
what?
Vagina. Yeah,
is that why they do that weird?
That's really intense.
Scream.
It?
Yeah, it's really intense. So they basically can't go until they've ejaculated inside
kind of
them.
Kinky.
That's.
I think it's pretty horrific.
That's quite fucked up.
Kinky foxes. These kinky foxes. BDSM foxes.
Right, Francois. It is time for your diary, buddy.
Oh. Yeah, Miles, you're going to like this because this one's actually about fitness.
Amazing. I'm excited.
Miles, you sit back, relax, enjoy Francis's diary.
There is a technique designed to conserve energy in elite marathon runners and involves them holding their arms straight by their side as they run. Over the course of a marathon, this might conserve small amounts of energy over the course of the marathon to use in their final push. There is some logic behind it, but I've recently noticed people adopting this technique in London's overweight jogging community.
What? How have you come across this?
Oh, I've just seen people, like, fat people running in the park with their arms like that. Like, not...
They didn't move the arm.
No, they run like that. And obviously they've seen it
we
on, like...
explain
they've
what
seen it
is.
On the Olympics, like Mo Farah or whatever, like, doing the... And anyway, so it's supposed to conserve energy. But this I find quite mystifying. They're overweight, so they've motivated themselves to go for a jog. Great. But why are they trying to conserve energy? They do not appear to be competing in a marathon or a time trial. Are they worried they might lose too much weight? It seems a technique designed to make the run easier, but why not just run normally for a smaller distance? Strange. But while I'm on the subject, I see so many overweight people doing this sort of long, steady state running and cycling, thinking they're going to somehow get the body of a warrior. But that's not how warriors train.
How do warriors train?
Long distance, steady state running and cycling is catabolic, so it will give you the body of a messenger.
Not a warrior.
Not a warrior.
A messenger.
I love how panicked you are.
If you want the body of a warrior, you should sprint, lift heavy things, and fight people. That's it. Yeah, that's...
There we go. Thank you, Francois. Hey, listen, before we go, I got to read, we got a little letter in the post.
Oh, that's a cool letter.
Yeah, we got a very lovely letter
from the 90s.
It's very lovely. Now, if you want to send us something at all, anything at all, we would love to hear from you and receive some posts, some parcels, anything at all. We would simply adore that. Please send it to Print Rooms, 164 to 180 Union Street, London, SE1OLH. Address it Spirit Media. Spirit Media would be great.
Letters to me, or you could just say Francis.
You could just say Francis. Don't say Francis.
Why
just,
not?
We just got a shake of the head. Because if it just says Francis, they'll be like, well, who in the building is called
they'll
Francis?
They'll know.
They won't know. They'll look on the thing to see who works here called Francis, and there won't be anyone called Francis. Yeah. Or say Private Parts. Anyway, but address it Spirit Media or Private Parts. We have a letter. Hey, Jamie and Francis. We've been listening to Private Parts podcast for a while. We love it. We're Goose and Gander, a clothing company from Bristol. We design and decorate everything ourselves, and all of our garments are unisex. We've picked out some bits that we think you would both like. Enjoy the GG.
Oh, thanks. Well, let's see.
So we got these. Here we go. Thanks, guys. That's so kind of you. It's got a nice... I love that. Got a cool hat for you, Francis.
Cool.
Here we go, Marzi. Here we go. We got your t-shirt. A white t-shirt.
Love
Goose.
That.
There you go.
Amazing.
We've got... Oh, my God. This is lovely. keeping that. Thank you to Goose and Gander. That is super kind of you. Thank you to Unisex Clothes. We love all that. Hey, Milesy, did you have fun on the podcast?
Mate, it was... Oh, sorry, that was... Is that me?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you probably got... That's probably one of your ladies.
Ah, tonight. Ooh, oh, God.
How many love letters did you get today?
Actually, when I was a kid, I got... I think it was like 11 in my bag. They put it in my backpack when I was in school.
Your mum did. Your mum put it in your backpack to go to school. You got 11 cute. Love letters from your mum.
Yeah. I got way more than that once.
From your mum?
No, at school.
How many did you get at school?
I got like 30 or 40.
There were 30 or 40 girls in your year.
Yeah, this was at a school in America. So there were like loads of girls.
And you.
And me.
Yeah, just one boy.
It was a girls' school that I went to.
I got a couple of love letters when I was younger. Yeah, I got a couple. I got a couple of love letters when I was younger, which was very sweet and exciting. Right, Milesy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast,
dude.
Hey, listen, go and follow Miles on Instagram. You can check out what his body looks like, what he does in the gym. He does some morning routines. He's a great little watch. Go and check him out. Also, Miles, you have some other things coming up. You've got a new business you're starting and all these different things.
Yes. All good. Yeah, I've got a business.
Tell us some stuff.
Tell us. I've got a business that I'm doing with my best friend, Waz. We're going to do a fitness brand. Hopefully, come out very soon.
He's your best friend?
Yeah, he's my best friend.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but I thought he was your agent's friend.
He was, and then he became my best friend.
Oh, okay.
You stole him.
How does your agent feel about that?
I'm actually no longer with that agent anymore, so let's...
So you stole the... Oh, my God. So juicy.
Yeah. That's why you should watch me and Chelsea for more of that drama.
You're like, forget about her. Let's be best friends. Let's start a business together.
Listen, that's on the horizon.
What's the business?
I can't talk about it yet.
Oh, wow.
I can't talk about it yet. But it's coming out very
soon. He's such a mysterious guy.
I know.
Mm-hmm. We'll get him into bed and seduce him later.
Just
don't clone me.
Yeah, I'm going to clone the shit out of you and then have sex with that clone forever. Right, Miles, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Doesn't matter how hard the day is, keep smiling.
Yeah.
There we go. Miles, thank you so much.
Cheers,
see
guys.
You next
Love
week.
You
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.